AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, Kyle Rittenhouse is having a direct role in his fate. He selected the jurors that will be dismissed in his murder trial.
Please put them in the tumbler, and the bailiff will rotate it, and then the defendant will draw out 6 of the numbers.
12 jurors Rittenhouse did not pick will deliberate. The deliberations have started. Rittenhouse is charged with killing 2 protesters in Kenosha last summer. He claims it was in self-defense. Now that his infrastructure bill is law, President Biden is hitting the road to tout its benefits. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president's heading to New Hampshire for the first time since badly losing in the Democratic primary last year.
The president is going there because there is a broken down bridge that needs to be repaired.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says it kicks off an administration-wide push to highlight the trillion-dollar package's impacts on all Americans.
What they talk about at their kitchen tables.
With his popularity sagging, the president hopes to use the infrastructure bill to boost momentum for his broader social spending package, which may get a vote in the House this week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Prices for many things are higher, but retail sales still rose a strong 1.7% last month. Chief economist Gus Fauché at PNC Financial expects a strong holiday shopping season.
Consumer fundamentals remain very good, and consumer spending growth is going to be strong through the rest of this year and then into 2022.
Flooding and landslides set off the complete closure of Interstate 5, the West Coast main north-south highway overnight near Bellingham, Washington. Forecasters say conditions should be much drier today. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin, is demanding Attorney General Merrick Garland immediately fire the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons. An AP investigation details serious misconduct involving correctional officers. This is AP News. A U.S. journalist jailed for months in Myanmar has arrived in New York. Danny Fenster was sent to prison for charges that included spreading false or inflammatory information. He was handed over to former U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson.
It's a long time coming, you know. It's a day, it's a moment that I've been imagining so intensely for so long.
Richardson helped negotiate the release.
It feels great to get Danny back home. It's worth the effort. It's worth everything we did. But it took a one-on-one with the leader of Myanmar.
Myanmar is now under military rule. Fenster has been in detention since he was arrested at Yangon International Airport in May. What does he plan to do first in New York?
Get a shave and a haircut.
Fenster says there is still a lot of work to do with his online magazine, Frontier Myanmar. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.